Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited Q4 and FY 2026 earnings call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Sorry. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome everyone today for Venus Pipes and Tubes Q4 FY 2026 earnings call. From the company side, we have Mr. Arun Kothari, Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, the CFO. I hand it over to Mr. Kothari for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. We have uploaded our Q4 FY 2026 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. FY 2026 was a year of continued momentum and steady progress for the company. Throughout the year, we remained focused on two key priorities. First, successfully navigating the challenging global environment. The year saw multiple disruptions globally, starting with uncertainty around tariffs, followed by geopolitical tensions and Middle East conflict. In today's interconnected world, no economy or business remains untouched when such events occur. The biggest impact is usually seen in supply chains, whether it is sourcing raw materials or executing exports smoothly. Despite these challenges, we navigated the environment well and continued to deliver stable growth. Our backward integration helped insulate the business from raw material volatility, while our diversified presence across sectors and geographies also largely supported resilience through the year. While RM prices and gas shortages increased, our strong procurement system and operational efficiency helped us manage the impact effectively. However, a prolonged period of elevated RM prices may have some impact going forward. We remain focused on driving further efficiency across the businesses to further strong resilience and sustained performance. On the export front, we delivered an 18% growth in FY 2026, which is a strong performance considering the global situation. Q4 did witness some temporary softness due to the Middle East conflict, but our diversified export presence helped us to maintain momentum. Europe continues to remain a strong market for us, and our broad customer base across regions has supported in export. At the same time, domestic demand remained robust, particularly during Q4. We continue to witness healthy momentum from sectors such as power, oil and gas, engineering, and industrial applications. In addition, we are now seeing opportunity emerge from several new age industries, such like data center, are creating demand for cooling and chiller applications. Semiconductor manufacturing require high quality piping solution for cooling systems, and solar manufacturing is also opening new avenues for us. We are receiving encouraging inquiries from these sectors and have already secured an LOI from the data center segment, which reflects growing confidence in our capabilities. Additionally, we as a company also exploring CNG, PNG sector, where there can be a good demand for our products. Overall, despite a difficult global backdrop, the company's remained resilient, continued to grow across domestic and export markets, and further improve its position in the stainless steel piping solution space. The second major focus area for us during FY 2026 was expediting our CapEx plan and expanding our product range. One clear vision for Venus has always been to become a complete one-stop piping solution provider for customers. In line with this vision, we had announced our forward integration into fitting, along with the addition of higher grades in welded pipe, tubes, and seamless tubes. I am proud to share that the entire CapEx program has now been fully commissioned. This is an important milestone for the company and takes us one step closer to becoming a comprehensive solution provider for our customers. Currently, the company's total installed capacity stands at 27,600 metric tons per annum for welded pipe and 20,400 metric tons per annum for seamless pipe, apart from the fitting capacity. Earlier, we had planned expansion of 4,800 metric tons per annum in seamless pipe and tube capacity. However, considering the demand outlook and growing customer requirement, we decided to further enhance the project to 6,000 metric tons per annum by adding additional lines, including 1,800 metric tons per annum getting operation in November 2025 and 4,200 metric tons capacity getting operation today. Alongside this, we also added equivalent backward integration capacity for seamless pipe, and we are 100% backward integrated for the 20,400 metric tons per annum capacity to manufacture mother hollow pipe, which will further strengthen our operation efficiency, improve supply reliability, and support long-term stability of the business. The expansion significantly increased our product offering and our ability to serve our customers across a wider range of applications and industries. Our entry into fitting, along with our broader stainless steel product portfolio, places us among a limited number of players with such an integrated capability. This not only improves our customer relationship, but also opens opportunities in sectors that we have high technical requirement and strong entry barrier. Going ahead, we believe that these investments will help us deepen our market presence, improve our value proposition for customers, and support long-term growth for the company. In regard to our order book is today stands at Rs. 450 crore. Without LOI of the rupees 185 crore, that will be recently awarded by one of the leading data centers and remains well diversified. To conclude, the FY26 was an important year for the company, where we continue to deliver a steady growth despite a challenging growth environment. I will now hand over this call to Mr. Dhruv Patel, who will share key developments.
Thank you, Arunji. At Pinus, we have always maintained an endeavor to be a one-stop piping solution provider for our clients. In line with this vision, we are now further forward integrating into spooling solutions with a capex of around 70 crores. The investment will be utilized towards setting up a dedicated spooling and fabrication facility, fittings machinery, and related infrastructure. This capex is backed by a 185 crore LOI for order in the fast-growing data center segment. This also marks our entry into data center space, which we believe is a high potential segment with strong long-term opportunities. What makes this achievement even more encouraging is that we secured this despite currently not having an existing spooling setup. The win was driven by the company's strong reputation, established welded pipes capability across major SKUs, combined with our newly added fittings capacities, which reflected customer confidence in our technical strength, execution capabilities, and ability to scale. This development is strategically important for the company for multiple reasons. First, it enables us to move further up the value chain and evolve from being only a product supplier to becoming a more integrated solutions provider. Second, spooling solutions carry higher value addition, better realization, and stronger margin potential compared to standalone piping products. Third, this business will create strong backward linkage benefits by improving utilization of our existing welded pipes and fittings capacities, thereby enhancing overall operational efficiency and strengthening our integrated business model going forward. Moving on to other key updates for the quarter and the year. First, we have acquired an additional 15 acre of land adjacent to our existing facility. This gives us a strong platform for future expansion and provides the company with long-term flexibility as we continue to scale capacities, expand product offerings, and enter into new segments. Second, we are further strengthening our leadership and business development capabilities. We have recently appointed a senior marketing professional with deep industry experience to enhance our presence in emerging and high growth sectors. This will help us build stronger relationships with clients in new age industries like data centers, semiconductors, clean energy, and other specialized applications. Third, we have also installed a tandem JCO press for manufacturing longer welded pipes. This is an important capacity enhancement as only a limited number of players currently manufacture such products. The addition of this machine expands our product range, strengthens our positioning in specialized applications, and enhances our ability to cater to large and more complex client requirements. With expanded capacities, a wider product portfolio, and strong client trust, we believe Venus is well positioned for the next phase of growth. We remain focused on building a scalable and value-added business and thank all our clients, employees, and shareholders for their continued support. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO, for financial updates.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to share that our company has delivered a record performance in the fourth quarter and full year ended March 2026. On revenue front, revenue from operations for Q4 FY26 stood at ₹302.2 crore as compared to ₹258.1 crore during Q4 FY25, achieving a growth of 17% year-on-year basis. Revenue for FY26 stood at ₹116.8 crore, witnessing a strong growth of 22%. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 59% from seamless pipe, 34% from welded, and 7% from others. Growth in the seamless segment was 18% on year-on-year basis, and welded segment registered a growth of 15% for Q4 FY26 on year-on-year basis in terms of revenue. Export sales stood at ₹87.8 crore for the quarter compared to ₹112.5 crore in the same period last year, impacted by temporary disruption arising from the Middle East conflict. However, we continue to maintain our export revenue share of more than 30%. On the EBITDA side, our EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹49.4 crore as compared to ₹41.6 crore in Q4 FY25, a growth of 19%. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 16.3% compared to 16.1% in the same period last year. On FY26 basis, EBITDA saw a growth of 14%, standing at ₹190.6 crore with a margin at 16.3%. PAT for Q4 FY26 is ₹25.4 crore compared to ₹23.7 crore in Q4 FY25, a growth of 7% on a year-on-year basis. PAT margin stood at 8.4% for the quarter. Our EBITDA to CFO conversion stand at 59% for FY26. We look forward to a disciplined FY27 with a strong focus on scaling operation efficiently, improve capacity utilization, driving sustainable growth across business. Alongside growth, we remain equally focused on maintaining healthy cash flow conversion, operational efficiency, and disciplined capital allocation as we continue to strengthen the company for the long term. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead. Hello, Parth, sir.
Hello, hello. Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello, sir. You can go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions on the new foray. So wanted to first understand the spooling business. When will it come on stream and what is the revenue potential and what sort of EBITDA margins are we looking at here?
So, see, we are targeting to get on with this business by the end of this calendar year. And turnover around 3x of investment is expected from this type of business. And see, it would be higher margin driven business, higher than what we currently earn in our business.
Okay. Okay. And then this 185 crore order book, this would be executable in what sort of time period?
Maybe around 15 months.
Okay. Okay. And so similarly, just wanted to get a sense on this JCO, you know, capex that we are doing, 12 crores. So by when will it come on stream? What is the revenue potential like? Or also if you can, you know, give some color on the sizes that, you know, it would help us make.
See, JCO is generally, it's currently we do manufactured from JCO press, but this is a higher size of JCO which can make a longer length of LSO pipes. So primarily it gives a competitive edge where very few in the countries manufacture those lengths. So it will help us to qualify for many of the tenders where we are currently not able to, and it will give more visibility on the side of order. But the capacity primarily remains the same because it is one of the extension of our SQs primarily.
Okay. Okay. And this will come on stream by?
It's more or less we are done with it. So we have completed it currently.
Okay. And so, this capex where we've, you know, increased the capacity instead of 4,200 to 6,000. So what sort of capex did we incur on this incremental number for both
total for seamless welded and fitting taken into this, it has been more than 200 crores.
200 crores. Got it. Got it. Fair. And sir, now, like, since we are, you know, adding, you know, this spooling capacity, what sort of, you know, revenue and margin, you know, guidance that we are giving for FY27?
See, for FY27, we see it should be at least more than 20% growth. And from the margin perspective, we see it will be higher from what we have achieved in the last financial year. And see, we have been saying that it will be more moving towards 17 and then to 18 by FY28. At a better level.
Okay. 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 So it will be higher than 16.3, which was reported
yes.
in 26.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So those are my questions. I'll join back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dean. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. What would have been the volume growth in this particular quarter as well as full year FY26?
For FY26, it had been around 15%. And for the quarter, it has been not 15%.
Okay.
For the full year.
Okay. And
for the quarter, it has been around 2% around, roughly around 1-2%.
Sure. And Kunal, can you break it up into seamless and welded?
Primarily, see, the growth on the side of seamless had been more than 15%. Seamless and welded was around
10%. Understood. Understood. And what is the guidance now for next year's standard?
Yeah, it's more than 20% from here.
Got that. Secondly, I just wanted to check on your working capital now. How do we see that changing going ahead? And what is the new business that you know, you're getting into, data centers and all? What kind of working capital is needed in those you know, segments?
See, on the sales front, on the sales basis, it's around NWC is roughly around 120 days near to that. So the ability, it should continue even in the new business also. Similar type of working capital we are seeing that type of is any business.
Okay, so there will be no change in working capital is what you're suggesting.
Not major, we are seeing any changes.
Got that. And since when are we going to, you know, start and what is the total order book standing at this point of time?
450 crores. Apart plus the LOI what we have received.
For that, an execution of this new order starts from for data center?
See, it's a LOI being received, so we are expecting the order soon. As and when that order being received, then and we are building up the facility also. So as these all things get completed, we'll definitely start aiming it. But we believe the period of completion should be at least 15 months from here.
Understood. Thanks a lot, team, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is that just on the basis of this 185 crores LOI, we are incurring a 70 crore capex. So obviously the visibility on this business seems to be much, much higher. So if you can spend some time on that, sir.
See, just to brief you about the business, it basically it's a cooling which circulates through a closed loop network to the server and critical equipment. So primarily these fluid networks are increasingly being used in modern data centers, especially in AI and high performance computing environment for advanced thermal management. So primarily the fluid network offers several advantages like improved higher cooling efficiency, lower energy consumption, improved temperature stability, and it enhances reliability. So these systems are particularly relevant for AI-driven data center where computing density and heat loads are significantly higher. And see, the capex is definitely towards cooling, but cooling is something which is required by, it's like industry which are using SS5 can use spool. It is like PEB for piping, you can say. Spools are used to avoid on-site fabrication. So the pipes are fabricated with fittings in the factory and connected by nuts and bolts at the site only. So that sort of spool demand can be there from many of the sector going forward that we are in. Again, it also includes few expansion on the side of fitting and all, which we have currently started also. So it's a mixed bag, and definitely this order is a new one for us, but further we are working on it and see more things to come.
And sir, this 185 crore LOI is from a single client?
Yes.
Okay. Lastly, sir, on this BHEL new ordering, is there any visibility? We were expecting some tenders to open. So what is the timeline on that, any sense?
Yes, Bhargavji. We had already L1 in some of the tender, which we will be able to get order in the next 1 or 1.5 months. Almost more than 50 CR order if we are L1. So that order will be receiving next 30 days to 45 day time. So further new tender we have already participated in number of tenders which will going to open in the month of August or September. By the second quarter of this financial year, we'll able to get more order from the BHEL side. Or apart from which, Bhargavji, we are focusing for this spooling operation, because nowadays the AI-based data center is booming market in India, or lot of investment is coming. So that's why we started this facility, which will utilize our pipe and fitting as well. Or this is a very good opportunity in the Indian market. We are first who will do like this, created this facility in particular in stainless steel pipe industry, who is providing this solution to client.
Great, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Damania from Finland AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi team. So my first question is on the 200 crore capex which you've done, let's say from the start of this financial year to like May 2026, around 200 crores odd. What is the revenue potential from this incremental capex at like a peak utilization?
See, if the capex is more than 200 crore and if it is fully utilized, say 100% capacity utilization, it can give us a turn of at least maybe around 3 times.
Okay. And wanted to get your sense a bit more on your export side of the business. So this quarter, of course, we saw a sharp decline on the export front. What's your outlook over there? It doesn't seem that the Middle East crisis is going anytime any soon. So what's your outlook for the full year going ahead, especially on the export side, which is now almost a third of the business?
See, of the current order book also, we had an export percentage of roughly in the range of around 40%. And for the FY26 entire year, we have maintained a run rate of generally around 30% for each quarter, more than that. So we believe going forward also more than 30-35% range should continue on the side of export.
Got it. And My third question is, if you look at your company, let's say on a longer term basis, for the last almost nine quarters, or we are at like a 25-26 crore kind of PAT range. So while we've invested a lot, let's say in like value-added pipes, fittings, increasing capacities in the seamless as well as welded, that doesn't seem to be, it's not actually showing in PAT. So would you expect FY 2027 to be, to see like a material improvement in PAT as the quarters go by? Or do you see it because of the raw material challenges, some inflation, it might take a bit more time to accelerate the PAT growth for the company?
No, the PAT growth should come, and frankly, if you see, generally, the major portion of the CapEx has been completed. So all the available resources will be deployed in coming quarter to come. So we believe each quarter it should keep on improving, and I think it should come also to the number, PAT number also. We believe it should keep on improving from here. And generally, many of the projects which have been started are value-added, so seems it should show the result at the PAT level also.
Okay, got it. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Karia from White Pine Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you give us the capacity utilization number for the quarter and for the whole year for welded and seamless?
More or less, for the year, seamless was utilized more than 90-95%, and welded, something around 60-65%.
For the quarter?
More or less same.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Gujarati from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. So most of the questions on the spooling side have been answered by the management. I had just one question on the unit economics. So, what is the amount per megawatt of spooling solutions required? Per megawatt piece of data center, what is the amount of spooling solutions required in terms?
No, see. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Regarding per megawatt, the spooling solution required, this depend on the which type of data center is going to install the data center operator. So about this figure, we are not much aware. Only the engineer of the data center design the data center on that basis. We normally, the information required by the data center, the key, what type of spooling they will require. So it depends on the, type of data center they used to going to install. So it cannot be certain, but there will be, we are seeing very good demand of the stainless pipe spooling as well as fitting in the data center, because they believe in the quality or they require the reputed player to supply the pipe fittings, because the, it used in the critical operation, because single, penny of the dust also can destroy the, their GPU system. So that's why all the data center operators want the materials to be supplied by the reputed player, where they require the clean room environment, other things. So in India, we are first, who is the first very reputed data center, has given us this order on the after seeing our facility, after seeing our growth, after seeing our quality of the product.
And sir, and what kind of,
Sorry?
Utilization per ton can we expect?
See, again, these are again sold on number, primarily, this needs to be seen.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, and many congratulations for a good set of numbers. I just wanted to confirm the volume growth numbers that you have answered to the previous participant. You said 15% growth on the seamless side for the-
More than 15%, yeah.
More than 15%. And-
Yeah.
On the welded would be around 10%-20%.
Around 18% and 10% towards welded.
Okay, okay. And, how was the pricing behavior for the full year versus FY 2025?
Slightly increased. It was slightly increased, 5%-7%, but again, because of grade mix and all, that has also happened.
Okay. Now, I mean, stainless steel prices have risen by good 6-7%, if we had to compare from the December lows. Will we see that effect entirely coming in FY27? So your guidance on 20% volume growth, we can expect some bit of more pricing growth on that to
translate in definitely there had been some increase in the prices of RM and all, but we believe we 20% guidance, we believe we should achieve on the volume from at least.
Okay. Got it. And a general comment on the demand scenario, if you can answer with respect to how things are working in the export market with respect to the disruptions on the Middle East war, the cost inflations, if you're seeing anything, how the gas cost is working for you, and the demand in domestic market, if you can answer this.
In the US market, we are seeing demand. Definitely, yes, from the Middle East because of this crisis. We are also not able to do much out there, and the order from Middle East is also being, we are not seeing much flow from that side. But we hope it should improve, and those things also started. We start receiving order from that side. Europe is going as per, we are generally, we have the highest volume in Europe only, and this is continuing in last quarter, and from the domestic side, we are seeing demand in CNG, power, oil and gas, engineering, chemicals. These are the 4-5 sectors where we are seeing demand.
Apart from sizing, right now we had the order book of the 450 crore. Apart from this, we had already received the LOI for supply to data center spring solution. That's in near about 125 crore. Apart from that, we had already L1 in some of the BSL tender, that is 50 crore. So altogether, we can say ki our volume will be in near about 685 crore visibility we are already having. Or out of 685 crore, the export, we can say ki 30% is the export book, remaining is the from domestic market. So at least for the next 2-3 quarters, we are seeing good visibility. For the new tender and new lot of, we are already bid for the number of projects in the domestic also. Or once this Middle East market will open, lot of inquiries pending from Middle East market, lot of our new approvals, we are already received some of the new approvals from oil and gas sector of the USA and the, as well as from the Middle East also. So we'll see once the Middle East market the conflict will be over. So we'll see good demand from there. But at least for next 2-3 quarters, we have the good visibility from Europe market, US market, as well as from domestic market.
Perfect. That is good to hear. And just confirming, you said the spooling business, you expect the facility to be set up by December 26, right? Is that
correct? Yeah, definitely perfect. We'll be operational before that, but December 26 is the last date.
Perfect. Well done, sir. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is with respect to this spooling business. If I heard you correctly, you said the asset turn in this business is around 3 times, right? And the working capital is similar to, let's say, that 120 to 130 days, which we are currently doing in the base business, correct?
Yes.
And so, sir, if I do a back calculation, you know, assuming a 20% EBITDA margin, so the ROC for this business is more than 25%. Is that understanding also correct?
Yeah, it should be. But again, this 180 crore will also include a part of our internal facility of pipe and fittings. And see, each order has their own component of this fitting, pipes and other motor components. So this will vary from each order to order.
Okay. And when we say that we have received this LOI from a single customer, the customer in this case would be the EPC contractor to whom we'll be supplying this, let's say, assembled pipes? Because ultimately the MEP work has to be done by the EPC contractor for the data center, correct?
No, we had received from one of the data center only. Data center will take this, we have already received this LOI from the data center. Data center will take this material with us, or some of the fabricator will install at their site.
Okay. And sir, what were the criteria for us to win this LOI, since it's a new business for us, and you know, since as you also highlighted, it's a critical application. Any small damage can also result in shutdown of the whole data center capacity itself. So you know, what criteria were decided before giving us this LOI? Means because it's a new business for us.
After seeing our facility. Just after seeing our facility, we have the pipe facility as well as the fitting facility also. Or again, they require the fast execution of their project. So we had given commitment to them that we will able to do the fast execution for this, or they have seen our execution. On that basis, they had awarded this LOI to us.
And see, there had been a technical capability team that are with us, which is so. How can be executed? And see, we manufactured varied number of SKUs both on the side of welded seamless, and many of the fittings, numerous number of fittings products are also coming underway. So we think that were the also a criteria which help us to qualify for it.
Okay. And in this pooling business, as of now, who would be our competitor? Let's say both from a domestic and a global standpoint.
Domestically, for this, there may some EPC contract will be there. They are having only fabrication facility or spooling facility. They don't have the availability of the pipe or fitting. So we are at the better end, who is providing this solution to data center with the pipe and fitting capacity. So we will be in better position to them, because data center operators will get timely delivery, timely execution, each everything. So we are the first one in the pipe segment who has awarded this contract. Other players are only simply, you can say, fabricators who are engaged in this business.
Okay. And sir, for us to convert this, let's say, first of all, you will have some trial runs, right? Only then you will start the commercial supply. So generally, as per your understanding, as things stand, how long do you think this phase will convert from trial runs to actual commercial production?
Almost trial run will be over in the Q2 of this financial year, and commercial production we are expecting to start in Q3, mid of the Q3.
Oh. Okay, good to hear that. And so one question I had on CAPEX. So given that you are spending 70 crores here, and you would obviously have some other maintenance CAPEX for the base business as well. So for FY27, what kind of CAPEX number are we looking at a console corporate level?
9200 crores.
9200 crores. Okay. And one last question on our growth guidance. So you are guiding for 20% kind of growth now, but if I look at your order book, so in March 26, we ended with a 450 crore order book, right? Which was almost a 20% decline versus previous March, where we had a large order win from BHEL, which propelled the order book to almost 575 crore. Right. So starting this year on a lower order book, plus you are seeing some weakness in the export market. I understand that Middle East is not a big market for us, but even the US and Europe, because of this energy inflation, you know, they are talking about slowdown in the macro economy itself, right? The CAPEX plan of other industrial equipment where our stainless steel pipe goes. So just wanted to understand, with, you know, a slightly weaker order book and export being a little softer, what gives you the confidence that you'll be able to do that 20% growth? Since this data center business is also commercializing mostly in FY28 or maybe let's say December of this calendar year.
Deepakji, almost if you see, right now we have the order book of the 450 CR of this pipe business. Apart from this, we had already L1 in some of the tender, which is value of the 50 CR, which is going to be complete in the next 2 quarters. Apart from this, we had already received LOA for this data center. For every month, we are getting a lot of inquiries from the local project over here, as well as from the US market and Europe market. So this growth, or apart from this, we are already starting the new business fitting segment, which is a part and parcel of the pipe business. So where pipe is required, the fitting is required. So seeing all this thing, we are confidently we are able to do growth more than 20%. Even if you see, this FY26 was also very challenging year. Compared to FY27, we are forcing this FY26 was more challenging. Where a lot of the Middle East conflict, Russia-Ukraine conflict, then US tariff war, a lot of things were there. Even then also we are able to achieve more than 22% growth on the top line. So this year already we have started with the CAPEX. So we are really hopeful we will able to do growth more than 20%
in the FY27.
No, so I understand that despite all these challenges, you know, we really showcase a good set of number, at least on the top line. So congratulations on that. But, you know, delivering a 20% growth in FY27 also, just want to know your thought. How are you kind of thinking about it? Means, let's say, if I have to simplify further, what kind of absolute revenue are we anticipating from fittings and, you know, our new venture, which is your hygienic and titanium tubes, and then the base business in this 1400 crore kind of rough range which you are guiding for in 2027?
Because all these things we can deliver in the one-to-one call to you at any time. So we'll deliver on that, what's our plan. So but we are expecting you on overall basis, we're able to achieve more than 20% growth on the all together pipe business, fitting business, then this is spring business which are starting. Well, apart from, you know, we are already expanded our seamless pipe capacity, which was previously planned 4,800. This has increased to 6,000. So we are seeing good demand in the seamless pipe segment. Apart from that, our in power sector also domestically, we are seeing good demand. A lot of projects since last 1.5 years in India, apart from this power, data center, this oil and gas project, then chemical sector, lot of projects, so you can say under installation or they are in under the preliminary stage. There is a very good expansion in the steel sector also. If you see all the big players in the steel sector, they are doing a good capacity expansion. So in steel sector also, the usage of the stainless steel pipe day-to-day is increasing compared to the previously the industry was using more MS pipe, but nowadays we are seeing in most of the operation, they prefer to use the SS pipe for the longer life of their plant. So this year we are confident of further the breakup. We can share you in one-on-one call.
Okay, sir. Lastly, any approvals in our seamless or welded or titanium tubes and hygienic tubes that we received, let's say, in the last quarter, or do we expect any further approvals, any notable approvals which you would like to highlight, which we think can come through in the next 6 months?
We received
order from global oil and gas companies, few from sewage treatment plant, few approval from chemical company. It's a mixed bag again, from few of the chemical and engineering company. So those things are being received in the last quarters, and we are hopeful that out of them some must be converted in the coming quarters to come.
Okay. Okay. Very helpful, and all the best to the team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on EBITDA per ton across seamless and welded. If you could just give us the data for the 5.6.
On a totality basis, I can give us around 65 rupees per kg.
Okay, on a blended basis.
Yes.
And the second question is on margins, right? So, you know, we've seen a dip in margins, obviously, YOY. So incrementally, you know, while you're talking about a 20% plus volume growth, with fittings coming through, with these new solutions coming through, how should we look at margins in FY27 and thereafter? So that's my question.
Yeah, basically we said it will be higher from what we have achieved in the last financial year. And definitely the intent is to reach up to 18% on a blended basis by FY28. So we see ki hopefully ki the intent is to get it increased each quarter to come.
Okay. And sir, just on just a clarification on the fittings side, right? Now with all with the spooling solutions coming through, and we also adding the fittings plant, you know, you've commenced operations today. So how much of that, you know, fitting side will actually be utilized for the spooling solutions, or that will be separate? Just a clarification.
It's all, again, see, it's too much dependent on the fitting is also an independent. See, it's a two set of business for us now with the inclusion of this new. So first will be pipe and fitting business, which we sell to many number of customers currently. And second, it will be very new age sector like data center, semiconductor, and etc. So it will be two set of business for us from currently with the start with the venturing into this schooling business. So that how the customer will be getting entangled. And again, it all depends. It can be sometime 20 to 30% of the fitting requirements from internally can be pulled up into spooling. But again, it's vary from order to order.
All right. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaurya Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking up my question. So just on the spooling side, right? So am I correct in hearing that this order is on the domestic business front, the spooling order?
Yes.
Okay, so can we classify in terms of capacity for this new spools business that we're setting up? Like, are we putting just enough capacity to fulfill this order, or will that be enough if we get certain future orders as well?
Oh, see, again, it's a turn of what we said, the asset turn, which would be better to look at spooling would be sold on numbers. But definitely, the CapEx which we are going to foray into will definitely entirely serve this capacity. And again, it will definitely also try to cater to a few more orders to come.
Okay. And just lastly, since we also have some presence in the U.S. as well, so will we be exploring the U.S. region from the spooling perspective and data centers? Because that is also coming up in a big way in that region.
Yeah, we are definitely open for that. See, we had currently entire world presence with our pipe, and we will move into fitting. So data center anywhere will be open. But as you correctly said, we started with this domestic and see how it pan out and going quarters to come.
All right. All right. Got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Sonal Minhas from Prescient Capital. Thanks for taking my question. My question is with regard to the realization gain that we've seen in this quarter. Given that you mentioned that the volume growth was just 2%, the balance was the realization. Could you just give some subjective commentary on what this realization growth was for? That's our first question.
No, see, Q1Q quarter, if you see the quantity growth was 1%-2%. But if I see on year-on-year quarter, the volume growth has been there of more than 12%.
So Q1Q, basically, it's largely there's not much realization growth is what you're saying, basically.
Yes.
Got it. And the second question is with regard to the execution status of the BHEL order. What percentage of this order have we actually executed by Q4? If you could highlight and clarify that, that would be helpful.
So something less than 60% had been executed.
Okay, got it. And just a clarification on the order book coming from the power sector and BHEL in particular. We've seen that there have been delays at the end of BHEL on the fabrication side. Anything which you see or get a sense on whether the bottleneck there has been eased off or there is something which you can share which can help us understand the timelines of newer orders coming from there?
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I told you already, we had already L1 in some of the order, almost near about 50 crore. For further new order, we are expecting it will be we have participated already in some of the tender, which will going to open next 2 to 3 months. So mostly, we hope in Q2 of this financial year, the number of new tender will be open from BHEL side.
Okay. And the pace at which these orders will come will be higher than what we've seen in the last 1 or 2 years? Directionally?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely, because BHEL was also just getting the fabrication capacity. So already all the order which BHEL awarded to BHEL from all the big players is already delayed. So BHEL is also planning to expedite those orders.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahek Talati from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand certain data center orders which we have received of 185 crores. Is there any possibility for higher orders going forward, more orders going forward from the same customer?
See, Definitely, the intent will be take from the same customer and also from new customer. That's how we see the business going forward. And that's the reason also wherein we are putting up a limited capex for this pooling business. So the intent is very towards those new and the same customer also.
Okay, and so is there a possibility of further capital expenditure in the spooling segment if we receive higher on this?
See, currently it's a good number. The capex is for this financial year, but going forward in coming 6 to 6 months or something, we see more visibility, more order coming. Definitely, we can think on that line. But currently, it is this is the amount of capex what we are pouring into.
Okay. And so, just wanted a clarification. We mentioned the 20% plus volume growth in FY27, but with additional capacity which is coming on stream, is this a conservative number which we're giving, or and we can expect a higher growth rate in this FY27 going forward as well?
See, the 20% growth is keeping the current scenario, the geopolitical scenario. Many things are being considered, and see, it's always an intent of the company to achieve a higher number. What had been said, but see how it pan out going forward.
And so last question was on the margin front. So with the spooling coming in, can we expect a higher margin, the 18% blended margin which we are expecting? Can we expect a further higher margin in this, or this is what we are targeting?
See, again, the answer would be similar. The intent will be to you are at least when you establish fair enough for spooling, you can definitely claim a higher margin. But again, it will be a certain percentage of your total business which spooling will be catering to. So keeping all the constraint, it will be taken into. So we believe the current is up to 18%, but definitely the intent will be to achieve as higher we can.
Okay. And sir, in terms of Middle East, are we seeing any demand uptick from them for the repairing of the oil and gas refineries, or it's still time to come?
See, we are quite hopeful that going forward, Middle East should be a good geography for us for supplying our pipes and all. And we believe when what the internal conversion and we got from our team, there will be issue damage control order also coming forward. But again, it will be slightly need to see how this geopolitical issue pan out, and if this war issue could come, I think then definitely we should see good order coming from Middle East also.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Just to understand the spooling business a little more.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is very low. Can you just...
Hello. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand the spooling business a little better. Sir, how different is this spooling product versus Ratnamani, what Ratnamani does? I believe even they ventured into this 1.5 years back. So how different and what is the difference between the two?
Especially what is in this spooling business is a different type of spooling business. So mostly the focus of the Ratnamani in spooling business for the nuclear power business. Right now we are going in spooling business for data center. So every business, every size of the spool, every variety of the spool is different. Considering the nature of the industry where this item will be put. So spooling is you can say is joint of the pipe, fittings and other products. For the any company, any in this industry who is setting up their plan, they can do on the basis of nut bolt. So, the number of variety business are in the same facility. You can do any variety, most of the variety of the spooling business in the any facility. With the some minor capital also you can do. So,
So sir, would it be possible that even we can, maybe get into nuclear business if the opportunity is big?
So business now, so still there is a limitation, lot of limitation there. So in step by step, okay, the endeavor to grow the business, definitely, sir.
Okay. And sir, nuclear or whatever, Ratnamani does, right, in spooling, they do a EBITDA margin of around 35%. So are we looking at the same sort of number?
It will again depend on how things pan out, as we said. With few more order to come and all.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. In the interest of time, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for all for joining us today. I hope we have addressed all your questions. We remain committed to keeping the investment community informed with regular updates on any developments in the company. For any further information or queries, please feel free to reach out to us or SGA, our investor relations advisor. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.